Good morning, NASCAR Tonight listeners. Well, it's not nighttime here, but it is daytime. So, this morning, little bit of news on the NASCAR front, of course. If you've been listening to the news from NASCAR, Kyle Larson, another rear window violation this year for a team. First one was Kevin Harvick, thanks to social media. And I'll get on that in a minute. But Kyle Larson was not thanks to social media. That one was thanks to other drivers on the track who were pointing out the fact that here's where his rear window was caved in. Just like Kevin Harvick's was at Phoenix. Same thing for Kyle Larson at Kansas this past weekend. Dominated the race, although did not win due to Ryan Blaney racing him, in my opinion, way too aggressively. They weren't going for the win at the time. I agree with racing aggressively, but not to the point that you're destroying your car and the other person's car. But that being said, Kyle Larson docked 20 points. His car chief has been suspended for two races, and his crew chief was fined $50,000. This makes the fifth time this year that NASCAR has had to issue a penalty due to a rear window violation. NASCAR has now made it very clear that due to the fact that they've had to issue so many penalties for this violation, that they're going to ramp things up, and the next violation will result in a $75,000 fine, a three-race suspension, and a 40 points loss for the driver. I think this is the only way to get this to stop happening in the sport, is to send a very clear message to not only the car chiefs, crew chiefs, owners, and drivers that we mean business, and this is not going to be a continued practice. I think it'll be great to see how this affects Kevin Harvick. He's won 5 of the 12 races so far, and I think the key question is, has he been doing this as well, but just not to the point that he's been able to be caught? I think it's a very good question, and how it will affect. Will we see him still run as good, or will we see him not do as good? That'll be something that we have to see. I don't think we'll see this at the All-Star race this Saturday night, but I think look for it at the 600 on the 27th. And if you do listen to me and you are in the Tennessee, Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina area, remember tickets still do remain for the Coca-Cola 600. They are selling now pretty quickly because we've been pushing this a lot and really been calling out the fans to get their butt to the racetrack. Not going to break any bones. We said it in last night's podcast. I'll say it again this morning. I'm sick and tired of fans complaining about the fact that there's empty seats, but they're not friggin' doing anything about it. Get your ass off the couch and go to the race. It's simple as that. You know, you want to complain, fine. But if you're not going to do about it, keep your damn mouth shut and don't say anything, because you're not really doing anything to solve the problem. For the fans of Indianapolis Motor Speedway, Brickyard 400 is coming up in September. You've been complaining for years and writing articles about how many empty seats there are at the track. This is the 25th running of the Brickyard 400. There are literally no excuses for you not to be at the racetrack in September for this running of the Brickyard 400. I agree on some cases that that we should get rid of the corporate sponsorship with that race and go back to it just being called the Brickyard 400. I believe, B, we should go back to a standardized start time for the Brickyard 400, more in something in line with what the Indy 500 goes with. And some of the traditions that we see with the Indy 500 should be brought to the Brickyard 400. You might could tweak them a little bit so they could be more in line with NASCAR. But either way, some of them traditions need to be brought to this racetrack. But all that being said, two things here. Fans, you got to come back to the track. You've got no excuses. And B, drivers, you better have a long talk with your car chiefs and your crew chiefs. Enough of this crap. The fans are sick and tired of it. Go out there, race, give us the best show, but do it in a way that is legit. We don't want to see a guy dominating a series because he's cheating. We want to see a guy dominating a series because he's damn good at what he does. That's what we want to see. And if you've got to cheat to win, then you're with the wrong team. If you're a darn good race car driver like Kyle Larson is, if you've got to cheat to try to win a race, you're with the wrong team then. You need to get with a team that can win. And I know Kyle Larson is a great race car driver. There's no doubt about that. He's won with Chip Ganassi's equipment because there's no reason that he couldn't go to another team like Rick Hendrick, or he could go to, I think, even Richard Childress. Personally, in my opinion, Ryan Newman needs to be gone from Richard Childress, and I believe Kyle Larson would be a great benefit for Richard Childress. He brings in a lot of talent. He brings in a lot of knowledge. That's going to build that team. That's going to help Austin Dillon, and that's going to help that entire team all the way around, and they're going to start winning more races. So I think get away from Chip, and I think go to Richard Childress. If you're not going to go to Richard Childress, then maybe look at Jack Roush. I know that would be going from Chevy to Ford, but it would help out that team as well. And I think that team is looking to build and become more successful, and I think a driver like Kyle Larson could be a great asset for Jack Roush as well. Obviously, Roger Penske is not going to open a door for him. Obviously, probably not. Tony Stewart and Haas Racing is not going to open a door for him. And more than likely, Rick Hendrick is not going to open a door. Unless Alex Bowman, you know, doesn't start doing better, doesn't start performing better, then maybe that door opens for Kyle Larson to take the seat at Rick Hendrick. But that being said, right now, Kyle Larson is with Chip Ganassi, and I don't see him having a lot of success with that team. He's had some, but I don't think he's a guy that's going to go out there and win four or five races a year with that particular team. If that's what he's looking to do, I think he's going to have to get with a different team. Because proven fact is that unless you're cheating with that team, you're probably not going to be competing for wins. And I would like some feedback from fans as well on what NASCAR, what things about NASCAR you hate the most. I'll tell you the top three things I hate the most in NASCAR. One, the playoff system. I think it needs to go away. I think we need to go back to the old point system. We had some of the best points battles and races we've ever had with the old point system that we had for, you know, many years. This playoff system has just not provided us good racing, has not provided us the drama that they said it would provide. It hasn't done it. So I say go back to the old point system. The second thing I hate, the increased ticket prices. Every year we're seeing ticket prices continue to go up in NASCAR while the level of competition continues to go down, and while at the same time the attendance continues to go down as well. So I think that's another thing I hate. You're going to increase ticket prices while you look in the stands and see half empty seats, and the product on the track is getting worse and worse and worse. And thirdly, I think another thing is the drivers. Shut your friggin' mouth. I am so tired of these drivers complaining about other drivers racing them too hard. This is racing. This is competition. This is sports. I don't care what sport you go into. I don't care if it's football. I don't care if it's basketball. I don't care if it's golf. I don't care what sport it is. You go into a sport, you expect the other guys to try to beat you. That's just the name of the game. If you can't stand another guy trying to be better than you and do better than you, then you're in the wrong industry and you need to be behind the desk somewhere. If you can't handle somebody racing you hard and doing their job and doing what their owner and their crew chief and their fans have asked them to do, then you're in the wrong sport and you need to get the hell out of it. So I'd love to hear your feedback on what you think is wrong with NASCAR these days and what NASCAR needs to change. So with that, we're going to sign off here and we'll see you tomorrow.